Kim Marsh right here on East Point Radio, and come on over. It's 10:45 here in the UK, and we have to say that because we can be heard, of course, around the world. So wherever you are this morning, great to have the pleasure of your company. Now, at 10:45 on a Monday, as part of our series
Anglia
In Focus,
we try to talk to individuals and organisations across the East Anglian area. And today, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Nicola Clark, who's the Relationship Fundraising Manager for Macmillan Cancer Support. And very good morning to you, Nicola.
Morning, Mark, to all your listeners as well.
Thank you. It's a bit of a warm one, isn't it?
It is. I'm trying to keep cool here.
Yeah, I think we've all got that problem. Now, hopefully everybody is aware and have heard of Macmillan Cancer Support, but can you give us a little bit of an overview of the organisation?
Right, so Macmillan have a huge number of different services to support people living with cancer and people affected by cancer as well, and everything from physical, practical, financial and emotional help. And Macmillan's there no matter what, so you can find out more about our services on the website, or you can pop into one of your local information and support centres. You'll find those on our website, the ones nearest to you, and just find out the support that's available. And we are really asking people to reach out for us and to get that support.
Certainly. Now, I know you provide a fantastic service, and this month is a little bit special, isn't it? Because July is Sarcoma Awareness Month.
Yep.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. So as you say, July is Sarcoma Awareness Month, and sarcomas are rare cancers, and they develop in the supporting tissues of the body. And supporting tissues include the bone, cartilage, tendons, fat, and muscle. And the two main types of sarcoma, so we have a soft tissue sarcoma and also a bone sarcoma, which is also called primary bone cancer. And every year about 4,300 people in England are diagnosed with soft tissue sarcoma, and about 550 people are diagnosed with bone cancer in the UK. And again, I'd urge people, if they want more information on sarcoma, then to go to our website. You'll find sort of detailed information on there.
Now, I'm going to be asking you for all those contact details in just a few moments, but let's talk about your support line, the Macmillan support line. It offers free confidential support for people living with cancer and their loved ones.
It does.
That sounds absolutely a lifeline, literally.
Yeah, I mean, the Macmillan support line is the sort of first port of call for people, if they are, worried about symptoms, or, got questions about their treatment, or they just, sort of need somebody to chat to. Again, we'd really ask people to reach out to the Macmillan support line, and I know you're going to give them the number to that, Mark. Sort of questions that we're getting asked is things like, the cost of living. Obviously, that's in very much in the news at the moment. And, we know the financial cost of cancer is well documented. But, around 4 in 5 people, that's 82% of people living with cancer in the east of England, experience the financial impact as a result of their cancer diagnosis. And this reaches about £791 a month. And this is often a sort of a result of the decrease or loss in income and an increased cost because of paying for regular medical appointments and, the higher household bills. I mean, to talk about this on a day like this when we've got these really high temperatures, but people going through treatment will feel the cold more. So obviously, in the winter we'll need to really ramp up their heating. So, we can help with things like that. And Macmillan's commitment is to make sure that people living with cancer get their financial support they need from the moment they're diagnosed with cancer. So by calling the Macmillan support line, there are several ways that they can help on the Macmillan support line and signpost to our different services. We've got financial guides on there. We've got welfare rights advisors who will help you with, telling you about the benefits that you're entitled to. And also we've got our energy advisors on there, which will help you get access to energy schemes and grants, again, that you may be entitled to. So I say that's all via the Macmillan support line. So just one of those services that's available on there. But we know that, as I say, the financial impact at the minute is huge for people living with cancer.
Now, I know personally quite a few people, actually, who've benefited so much from having contact with Macmillan. Mm-hmm. And I know they've found you also very, very supportive. And the work you do is totally invaluable to them, I must admit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, as I say, we just really, you know, appeal to people that, as I say, if they have got any concerns around cancer, that they do, you know, so say, reach out to us, whether it be, you know, via the Macmillan support line or on the website, you know, to be able to answer those questions that they may had. And as I say, we can signpost to the support that they need.
Now, can we look at the fundraising side? Because I know that, and I understand it's a yearly event, you have a Macmillan coffee morning in September, don't you?
We do. I think most people will have heard of the Macmillan coffee morning, and, you know, the absolutely incredible sort of flagship fundraising event. You know, the first one happened back in 1990. And, you know, from that, Coffee Morning has raised over $290 million for Macmillan over the years. And it's a lovely way that so many people can get involved. And last year we had, you know, literally thousands of people getting involved, and they raised over $11 million through having coffee, getting together, having lovely cake, lots of other things as well. And, you know, it's absolutely fantastic event. This year, the official coffee morning date is Friday the 30th of September, but we'd urge you can have your coffee morning whenever you want to, held at any time. And there'll be people having coffee mornings in their homes, but there'll also be people having coffee mornings at their workplace or at their local village hall. So, you know, if you are thinking about hosting a coffee morning, then do go on to the Macmillan website and sign up as a coffee morning host, and you'll get a great fundraising kit which will help you plan your event and give you everything that you need to make the event really successful. But, you know, if you're not going to plan your own one, do go along to one, and you can actually go on the website again, and you can actually search on the website for one near to you. So, as I say, there'll be lots going on in village halls, etc., etc. So go on there and find one that's near to you, and please do get involved.
Yes, and the more people who get involved with that, obviously raising huge amounts of money for Macmillan, and it's got to be such a worthwhile achievement to do literally something like a coffee morning and to raise so much money.
Yeah, I mean, and we just can't do what we do. We can't support the people we do without our fantastic supporters that get involved in the fundraising and donate to Macmillan. We're 98% of our income and pride of vital services for people living with cancer comes in via that fundraising and those donations. So, you know, we are so grateful for people getting involved in supporting the charity in that event and all the other things that people get involved in as well.
Now, that can be any time through September, as you were saying, the coffee morning.
It doesn't even have to be September. You can do your coffee morning whenever you want to. As I say, you know, traditionally it's always the last Friday in September, but we are urging people to get involved whenever they can and do their coffee morning whenever they can. And I know, you know, the feedback I get from some supporters, they say, oh, that's great because I can go to two or three then, you know, which is fantastic. And there's always such a lovely buzz around the event. And we all look forward to coffee morning.
Mm. Now, before we go any further, let's give out some contact details so that people can find out more about Macmillan Cancer Support.
Yeah. So the Macmillan support line that we mentioned, the phone number is 0808 808 0000, and you can find all the information about Macmillan on our website, which is macmillan.org.uk. And then also on social media, we've got on Facebook, we've got Facebook Macmillan Cancer Support and Facebook Macmillan in the East of England as well. So as I say, but what we're talking about with the Macmillan support line, I say they will be able to signpost to all of our services if people need that. If you want to get involved in fundraising, then go on the website because there's loads of information about our fundraising on there.
Certainly, that's what folks need to do. Now, you've got this chat online service as well every day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. as well, haven't you?
Yes. So people can find out chat to specialists online. And as I say, they're available to speak to, you know, 7 days a week. So, you know, whatever people want to find out about, they can use that service.
Now, the other thing is, with the modern technology of today and the various ways in which we can all communicate, the online community, so you can actually talk to people affected by the same cancer, share your experiences and ask for an expert your questions if you have any.
That's it. As you say, you can post a question for the team on our online community, and someone will aim to respond to your post within 2 working days. So that's from one of our Macmillan professionals, and if you're asking a question about cancer. But the online community is great support for people, who are going through a similar experience, and are able to support each other through that. So and obviously that service is available 24/7, and people will use that right the way around the clock.
Now, there is also quite a bit of information about the various types of cancer, aren't there, on your website? I know it literally says A to Z. Find out about the different types of cancer, including symptoms, tests and treatment. That must be so beneficial to people, wanting to find out exactly, the situation.
Yeah, I think, getting the right information at the right time. And as you say, Mark, being able to go on the website and through that A to Z, literally search what you're looking for, what type of cancer, and getting really helpful and informative information. So I can't remember exactly what the statistics on how many pages of information on there, but obviously thousands of pages of information on there about all the different cancer types. And obviously, there's information that people can get if they want to through one of their local information and support centres, and they can pick up the leaflets, if they want hard copies of the leaflets. But you can actually order them online as well.
Now, can we give out that all-important information, how people can find out more about Macmillan Cancer Support?
So if they go on the website, so that's macmillan.org.uk, and you'll be able to search all the information on the website there. Or as I say, just please do ring the Macmillan support line on 0808 808 0000.
Now, for folks who would like to actually stage a fundraising activity for Macmillan, how do they best go about that? Is that through your website as well?
Yeah, as I say, on the website you'll find all the information about the Macmillan events that we actually organise and you can get involved in. And perhaps I'll talk a little bit more about those in a moment. But if you've got your own fundraising idea, as I say, do go on the website. We have a fundraising support team as well. If you've got an idea, give them a call or contact them via the website, and they'll be able to, give you some advice about your event, how to set it up and all the materials, etc., the merchandise and things that we can help provide for your events, and give you support to really make that successful. And, you might just have an idea and you need to help sort of develop that, and we can help with that.
So basically, you can help an organisation who's never done any fundraising, possibly for Macmillan or even other organisations. You can help them to actually get the process off the ground, and you will guide them through that process.
Yeah, we can offer lots of support from that. We have a fantastic site called Be Macmillan as well, which again you'll find on the website, where you can print off your posters, tickets and things like that for the event. And really, we give you lots of advice on how to promote your event on social media, and lots of guidance around, what you need to know when you're setting up a fundraising event.
Now, the main thing is for anybody who wanting to find out about the information that you have, which is obviously very, very extensive from what you've been telling us. Mm-hmm. One of the best ways, again, is through the macmillan.org.uk website. Is that correct?
That's it. macmillan.org.uk.
That's great, and can I wish you and all your colleagues certainly more strength to your elbow as you raise all the fundraising and to provide such a wonderful service through Macmillan Cancer Support.
Oh, thank you very much, Mark, and thank you for the opportunity to come and speak to your listeners today. And as I say, please do go on the website, find out more, or call our Macmillan support line on that number that I gave.
That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Nicola, for talking to us here on East Point Radio.
Thank you, Mark.
There, we've been talking to Nicola Clark, who's the Relationship Fundraising Manager for Macmillan Cancer Support. You're listening to East Point Radio.
We'll be right back.